Kelly, how are you?
I'm great, Tony. How about you?
I'm doing very well. You know what? I feel like I know you. You're very well connected in this community, and I haven't had the opportunity to shake your hand. I can't wait to do that.
You know what? I feel exactly the same way about you, Tony. I'm a big fan. I listen to you quite a bit, and as I was driving in this morning, I thought, oh my gosh, we've never met in real life.
Well, let's talk about perhaps an unpleasant situation right now that is brewing at Sparrow Hospital. I wanted to get Sparrow's take on what's going on with this proposed strike. If the nurses strike, by law, they have to give at least, I believe, 10 days notice. Tell me what you know about this whole situation.
Well, actually, you know, we've been negotiating with the Sparrow nurses for a while. Their contract originally ended October 31st. It's been extended through November 19th. We've been negotiating in good faith. Sparrow made a very generous proposal that included compensation increases of 10 to 13%, increased patient-staff ratios, something the union is really keen on. And, you know, we're really confident that we put a great package together, especially in this economic environment. Unfortunately, despite the fact that we brought a federal mediator in earlier this week, we have yet to resolve the contract issues. The nurses union, which is part of the National Nurses United, did give a 10-day notice to strike. They're currently scheduled to strike beginning Monday, November 22nd at 7 a.m. But despite that, Sparrow is fully prepared to bring in professional, high-quality nurses from around the country to meet the needs and concerns of Sparrow patients. So patients shouldn't really notice a thing.
So how long will the strike last?
Good question. That's really up to the nurses and to the folks at Sparrow. I mean, you know, our goal is to continue to negotiate in good faith. We're back at the bargaining table at 10 o'clock this morning. We're prepared to negotiate around the clock 24/7, just like we provide excellent care to our patients. And we are confident, Tony, that we will come to a resolution. We've had a great relationship with the Michigan Nurses Association for the past 22 years. Their recent affiliation with the National Nurses United is certainly fly in the ointment. It's an organization that's relatively new, but in the last 6 months has initiated strikes in 30 different hospitals in 7 different states. And Sparrow is just on their list. Borges Hospital in Kalamazoo is a couple of weeks ahead of us. And I understand that University of Michigan Hospital is not far behind us. So we're on their list of strategic targets.
If I was to play devil's advocate, I would say bringing in nurses who aren't familiar with Sparrow, who aren't familiar with the policies and procedures of Sparrow, and who aren't the people who have been working with some of the patients who are in there for a longer term than a day or two, you'd have to say it's not going to be the same.
Actually, we're very confident in the ability of these high-caliber nurses. They actually are trained specifically to provide interim care during strike situations. They are high-quality, high-caliber, professional registered nurses, and they are accustomed to providing care in situations like this. And frankly, that one-on-one patient care doesn't change regardless of the situation and regardless of who the nurse officially works for and gets his or her payroll from. It is all about the quality of care, and we're confident and willing to make that investment to ensure that Sparrow patients get top-notch quality care.
Well, in talking with John Berg from Sparrow last week, he told us that Sparrow offered a wage increases as well as staffing increases. but we also spoke with the nurses union, and they said it's not enough money and it's not enough staffing, that they are severely understaffed. How would the hospital, attack those complaints?
Well, actually, a couple of points that are really, really important for people to remember. Number one, Sparrow nurses are among the highest paid nurses in the state of Michigan. And the compensation package that's been offered to them provides a 10 to 13% increase over a three-year period. that is an extraordinarily generous package, especially in these economic times. Remember, an awful lot of the patients who are in Spiro right now are not blessed with the same kind of compensation package. Many of them are facing layoffs. Even, you know, Lansing City employees have 26 furlough days. I mean, this is an extraordinarily generous package. In addition, we have made a commitment to really strengthen the staff-patient ratio. We're prepared to increase staff. It's my understanding that the number may be even in the 100 additional registered nurses range. Plus, we've hired more than 160 nurses since the first of the year. So we've certainly heard some of the union concerns. Spiro is already a magnet hospital, one of only 6% of hospitals in the country to receive that recognition, which indicates a strong quality of nursing professionals, and we're committed to continuing that.
All right, thanks so much, Kelly. We've got to get to break. We'll stay in touch.
You bet. Thanks, Tony.